It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to Speak Out 2.0. This is a Thursday, June 17th. I'm back after a day off yesterday. Thank you to Dennis Prager for filling in. I had to run to Vegas and see my knee doctor, and he took one look at it, moved it around a little bit, pinched here and pulled there, and said, it's perfect. And I said, well, thank you so much. So we're back to normal. That's a good thing. Let's give you a little bit of weather for our Colorado River Valley weather here. Today, along the river, according to the Weather Channel, it's going to be 120 today and 120 tomorrow. We're going to cool off to 119 on Saturday, all the way down to 117 on Sunday. It calls for 112 on Monday and 108 on Tuesday. So if you can muddle through the next few days, it'll become a little nicer. Never cool, but a little bit of nicer. Want to say happy birthday to Barry Manilow. I know he listens to the show. He is 78 today. Yeah, can't smile without you. And so many commercials and great hits that he had, but he's 78 today. My first guest today will not be here. It's going to be me. And I'm going to open the phone line, 702-298-1063. If you have something you want to speak about, give us a call. 702-298-1063. At the bottom of the hour, we have Robert Laura, who's going to be here, talking all about Back the Blue, which happens Saturday in 2 days from now. And he is also owns Tri-State Equipment Rentals. And so he'll plug that. But mostly we're going to talk about Back the Blue, sponsored by the Sunrise Morning Rotary Club. Or Morning Sunrise. I'm not sure exactly how the title goes. It's the Sunrise Rotary Club in the morning. Yeah. I do also want to mention that I tried to get a hold of these people yesterday and again today to be on the program. Last week I happened to go to the, well, hold on, before I do that, let's do a sponsor. We should probably tell you who brings you to this show, right? How about Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, the Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, and of course they're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our town. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures that you have faster access speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. But they're busy. You should call for a reservation, you know, ahead of time. Don't call today and say, I want to bring them there tomorrow so we can get out of town for the weekend. You're probably too late. Call 754-3006 to make your reservation for your pet. And, of course, dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star. So take your pets there, but make a reservation because they're really busy during the summer. Mojave Mortgage. This is the guy who just got selected as Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Can you believe that? It's got to be his spirit and his integrity. You know, I keep talking about that vault and the size of the vault and how big it is down there. And I've been told he has one shelf that has nothing but integrity on it. So if you need a good, honest mortgage and you need some money, go see Mr. Integrity. Go see Mr., you know, who says it's the lowest it's ever been. It's a no-brainer. It is, and he is, the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. He prides himself with first-time buyers, handles them with kit gloves and makes sure they understand everything, goes a little slower with them. You know, it's a new process for them, and so he takes his time with them. So if you are a new buyer and you're looking for a mortgage, you're going to want to call Chad Hansen. 288-2691. You fill out a couple pieces of paper, spend some time with him, then he disappears. He goes down to the basement, into the vault, and he comes up and brings you your cash on a silver platter. How much money do you need? 280, 460, you know, whatever you're doing. If you're adding, you're buying a new home, maybe you're adding on to your home, maybe you just want to refi what you have, or you want to put a pool in the backyard or a little cabin up on the wall of pies, call Chad Hansen, 288-2691. Somebody else is going to answer the phone because that's their job. But then you tell them you want to talk to the president and CEO. Yeah, the guy with the integrity and the key to the vault. Let me talk to him. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. If you've got a date coming up and you want a big event like a wedding or a special event that's unforgettable, you need to go to Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Enjoy the five-star view, great food, and the perfect venue for weddings, rehearsal dinners, corporate events, meetings, celebrations of all sizes. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. You can call Laughlin Ranch, or better yet, if you go on the website, you can actually book stuff and make your appointments for meeting rooms, and you can see their menu, LaughlinRanch.com. All right, now into the studio here. No one's calling yet. 702-298-1063. I'm sure someone out there has got something on their mind they want to talk about. I will talk about, went last week to the, I went there for a different reason, but I went last week to the Laughlin Town Board meeting. And it was packed, and I thought, well, that's odd, because usually it's all reports and stuff. And but there were some people there that were very concerned, the public, that their rents are going up in Laughlin. And they're not just like, you know, we're going to take your rent from the last year, and that next year you're going to pay $25 more. No. It's going up $400. Yeah, big steps here. And so everybody was, needless to say, there because they want someone to help us, you know. We're stuck here. And there's no place to go. We can't, like, just move to another apartment. One lady said they've been there 8 years. And so all of a sudden they're going to jack their rent $400 on top of what it was? Wow. So come into town next week is the Stay Housed Clark County in partnership with Legal Aid of Southern Nevada. They're going to be here on Tuesday, and they're going to be at the Laughlin Library from 10 o'clock until 3. And you can make an appointment. You call 702-386-1070, or just go there and sit down and talk with them and say, you know, what can we do? We're a renter, and our lease is up, and now they want to jack it up $400. So give them a call at, again, 702-386-1070. And I'm sure these people are going to show up and help people out. I don't know if they can stop it, but they're going to give you your legal options and whatnot. So plan on coming to that. Again, that is Tuesday from 10 o'clock till 3 o'clock at the Laughlin Library. All you got to go in and do is go in there and talk to them. First come, first serve. They'll do their best to talk to everybody. But plan on being there. If you know somebody in Laughlin, let them know. Maybe they're not listening. You know someone who lives over there, they probably had this issue. So give them a call and say, hey, you might want to go to the library Tuesday from 10 to 3. I went to a city council meeting the other night, as I usually do, and a couple things came up. First of all, Scotty. And Scotty's a great guy. He talks at every council meeting. Sometimes he yells and hollers. Sometimes he makes compliments. Sometimes he just yaks. But he walked up there the other night, and one of his issues was the land that is between Dutch Bros on Highway 95 and Calianos. It's a small lot. And the city manager put on the agenda to make a zoning change, I believe it was, to switch that to something different. And he has he doesn't have it, but the mall has a business that wants to go there that changes oils. Okay. He didn't go into specifics, the name of the business or anything else. But you know, and I know that compared to a coffee shop, an oil change business doesn't quite have the traffic. So they needed to do that, the city council. Now, they're not supposed to talk before the meetings, and I'm not going to suggest that they did. But when the motion was read, nobody said a thing. No one said a thing. No one said, I'll make a motion that we do this, I make a motion we don't do this. They all just sit there, the six of them, because there's only six city council members right now, and never said a word. So the mayor says, well, we don't have a wish of the council, so we'll move on to the next item. Well, Scotty got up there, and he blasted this issue. And he said that, hey, you know, this is not going to be able to be done. There's a lot of traffic there. It's jammed up. And it is. There's no doubt about that. Between Perkins and McDonald's and Dutch Bros, it's real busy in there. However, our city brags that they are pro-development. Well, now you got a business that's coming in that they just basically, by doing nothing, said you can't go there now. So I don't know if Mr. Cotter, the city manager, is going to bring it back to the city council at some point in time. I don't know. That was a little strange to not have it. No word was spoken. None of the council members said, I make a motion we pass this, or I make a motion we don't pass this. That all six of them just sit there with their mouths closed and, really weird, really weird. But they don't talk in advance. So that's a little weird. Let's take our first break. We're going to come back. And if you want to call in with questions or comments, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. We'll be here. I'll be here.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel, in-home care, 928-404-2480.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric. Yeah, don't forget, Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. If you have a residential issue, a commercial issue, or new construction or Highline Power, and you don't have Highline Power, but if you do, call them because they can take care of it. These trucks are on the road every day. You call early in the morning, they might get to you that day. At least come by and take a look at it and tell you what they got to do, or, you know, if they got to order parts or whatever. But call them, 718-9444, and they're open 24/7. well, they're not awake and open, but if you had an emergency at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, you could call them, 718-9444, so put the number in your cell phone. Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. Yeah, all upstairs. And by the way, let's go here. On the front of the building, we got a pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar. And no, it's not for sale, and they're never going to tear the building down. So if you hear those rumors, don't worry about it. And the theater should open soon, I hear rumors. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money with a co-op connection card? You better have one because you save money all over town. Barron's Landscaping and Pools and Security. You save money there. You save money at Wings of an Angel. You save money at, Arby's. You save money at East West Financial, Office Express, the music store, just some of the places around town where you save with that co-op connection card. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick yours up today or call 763-1100. Now, back in the studio, and I was talking about Scotty, another thing that I saw that was kind of all over social media this week was an issue at the elementary school district pertaining to, they called it critical race. I'm going to find it here. Critical race theory. And in a roundabout way, Dr. Stewart, the superintendent of the elementary school district, inadvertently read something incorrectly. Okay? No, nobody else has ever done that, but that's what she did. And in doing so, she addressed a letter to our representatives of our community, and some people got upset. Our own county supervisor got upset. Steve D'Amico on city council got upset. And ultimately, there was nothing to get upset about. She read the information incorrectly. She said, I'm sorry, you know, I blew it on this. And some people say, well, you should be fired then. Yeah, because nobody else has ever made a mistake. No one else has ever read something and misinterpreted it. So obviously, I mean, it was a mistake. And she's not going to be terminated. And anyways, people got carried away with it. So it's a big nothing. There is a blood drive going on today in the Kingman City Council. It starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 3 o'clock today. If you want to get involved, call Vitalant at 877-258-4825. Saturday at Metcalf Park in Kingman, there's a turquoise festival. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Family Park Day put on at Cecilia Davis Park in Kingman at 11 a.m. I mentioned the legal aid for Laughlin here on Tuesday the 22nd. And again, that number is 702-386-1070. If you want to get involved or you are one of the victims over here with your rent going sky high. Tuesday evening, and we're going to have on here Monday, the directors of both chambers of commerce, because Tuesday evening there was a big, big chamber mixer, both Laughlin Chamber and Bullhead Laughlin. Bullhead Chamber and Laughlin Chamber are holding a mixer, and it's a sports theme, so you got to break out one of your jerseys, or your high school jersey that you might still have. Kicks off at 4:30 at the Anderson Fieldhouse. If you have questions, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121, or the Laughlin Chamber at 702-298-2214. And then in Kingman, also on the 22nd, there is a CRTA club meeting at the Bicycle Outfitters at 7 p.m. Mojave County is doing some HIV screening that is free. You can do this in Havasu, Bullhead, or Kingman from 10 to 2 next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Monday they're in Havasu, Tuesday they're in Bullhead, Wednesday they're in Kingman. Schedule an appointment from 10 to 2 by calling 928-206-6757. All right? And don't forget, and I'm sure Jackie will talk about this on Monday, Rockets Over the River is going to happen on the 4th of July. Yay! That's a Saturday. Where can you see it? Just about everywhere along the Colorado River. Best place to be is across from the Pioneer somewhere on the Arizona side, like on the parkway, you know, over by the airport. Don't try to park in Old Bullhead because they'll have it all blocked off. They think it's going to kick off right around 9 o'clock. Questions, call the Kingman Chamber, Laughlin Chamber, 702-298-2214. And, of course, Laughlin is bringing back entertainment finally. Yeah, Laughlin Little River Band will be at the East Center on the 31st. If someone wants to buy me a ticket, that's my birthday. Scott McGeary will be at the East Center on the 7th of next month, of August, 8 o'clock. And America will be there on the 21st of August at 8 o'clock. Miranda Lambert is going to be outside at the Laughlin Event Center. That happens on the 4th of September. Roger Daltrey and Billy Idol will be together outside on the 11th. So if you're in, and Lynyrd Skynyrd's coming. Yeah, I know. October 2nd. Yeah, a lot going on. So call 702-298-2453 or 702-298-5111 for more information or to get your tickets. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we have a new guest in the studio for the first time, and we're going to chat with him and get all the good information. So we'll be right back. If I can get this to work. There we go. Wrong one. There we go. Ah, David Clayton Thomas. Guess who?
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the first phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100, option 0, to speak with our liaison.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Great food, great drinks, always a fun crowd, great place to dance.
This is my first time, but as far as being here, I'm pretty impressed by the establishment. The food was pretty good, too.
I live here, and I just bring my kids and grandkids when they come around and show off the town.
It's bike night. We come for the motorcycles and the music.
The coldest beer in the West, under the western moon.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize each and every day and test everybody in the building once a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yeah, if you're not comfortable today and tomorrow, You're probably out of luck because I'm sure they're pretty busy right now. But you can call 758-2400 and see if you can get them to come out and work on your thermostat, your air conditioner, or your swamp cooler. If you're using a swamp cooler right now, you don't have air. Because right now, swamp cooler is only going to cut it about 20 degrees. So day when it's 120, that means it's still going to be 100 in your house. So call 758-2400 if you need some help with that. Barron Services, experts in pools. They design them, install them, and do scheduled maintenance. The experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron's uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. So call for a scheduled treatment, 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. The all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you'll find they're tasty, and they're filling, and they're good for you. And how that can all happen with one meal, I don't know. But Eric makes it happen. Plus, it has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out their entire menu and all the fun at ProFitKitchen.com. And that's KITCHIN, don't blow it. IN.com, and you can see their whole menu right there. Or just stop in and have a protein shake or, a burger that's not a burger, but it tastes like a burger. Check it out. I've been there, I know. We're also brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. And now in the studio for the first time, we have Robert Lara. How are you, Robert?
Very good, Larry.
Put that right up there in front of your mouth a little bit. There we go. Yeah. So Robert is actually, how long have you been in the, first of all, is it Sunrise Rotary or Morning Sunrise or Sunrise Morning or?
Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club, yes.
Morning's not even in there then. No, so it's Mojave Sunrise Rotary Club.
Yes, that is correct.
Even though you meet Wednesday mornings?
We meet on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And
where do you meet?
Right now we're meeting at El Rio.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we used to meet over at Hooch's.
Yeah.
But we've recently moved. Our club has grown tremendously. I've been a member for about 2.5 years now. And when I first started, it was rather small. And now we've grown a lot. And there's a lot of movers and shakers in that I'm learning from. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you're a mover and shaker. So now you guys, for the second year, have decided to do a Back to Blue out in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, and Needles.
That is correct.
And you decided to chair it.
That is correct.
So
I kind of got –
Someone made your hand go up?
There you go. Yeah, but I love this stuff.
You were voluntold, right?
Yes.
There you go. So what is the goal?
So the goal is just to recognize our men and women in blue, and it's actually back to blue and red. Yes, it's for our firefighters as well.
All right.
Let's face it. I mean, the things going on in our world, we hear these negative things about our men and women in blue, and we just want to show our support. We appreciate them so much for what they do for our community, for keeping our kids safe, and just the things that they have to deal with. We appreciate them, and we want to show that this weekend.
Good.
Yes.
So, and you should say blue and red and tan and gray, because every law enforcement agency wears a different color. The sheriff's office is gray.
This is correct.
The Fort Mojave Tribe is blue. Then we have the sheriff's office. Like I said, they're gray. But then you have Needles. The sheriff's office is tan green pants and tan shirt, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're all different. Just back law enforcement and firefighters.
There you go. Law enforcement and firefighters.
So you can do a parade.
So yes, it's a parade caravan.
Yeah.
So we'll be meeting in front of Barron Services. There's those nice freshly paved roads.
Yeah,
over
Matt
there.
Was telling me that when he was in here a couple of weeks ago. They paved this road, and
great. They've really been doing some good work out there.
Good.
Paving a lot of those roads that, let's face it, they were well overdue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As our community grows, we're starting to see things like that, and it's just really cool to see.
Yeah.
But But yeah, we'll
So you're going to meet at Barron's.
Yes, in front.
On Lakewood.
On Lakewood.
In his new driveway, his new road.
There you go. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sure Matt's taking all the credit for having that accomplished.
Oh, you know Matt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, we know Matt. Yeah. So you're going to meet there, and then where are you going to head?
So we'll be heading down down that one road. Gosh, what's that road? The one where Superior Tire's at. I forgot what even the name of that road is.
Oh, gosh.
We'll be heading down that road where that used equipment car dealer and Superior Tire. So we'll be coming out there.
Okay.
And we're hoping to get the Mojave County Sheriffs are going to possibly help us out with stopping the traffic
control.
On that light. So... Because we're expecting, Larry, we're expecting at least 100 or more cars to go through.
Because where you come out, there's no light there, huh? If you're coming out by Superior and that car lot,
yes,
there's no light.
No light.
That's El Rodeo, or I think.
No, El Rodeo is kind of catty corner. Yeah. It's across the street a little bit, yeah.
Goes the other way. And so you're going to come out on there and not have a light. So yeah, it would be nice if the sheriff's office would or DPS, either one.
Yes, I spoke with the sergeant at the tri-police they don't have a bunch of jurisdiction in a lot of areas, but they're going to help us out as best. They were very cooperative.
Good.
And they were very cooperative and appreciative, and so we're going to try to get that some traffic control there. I'm hoping that that's going to happen, but and then because we're going to getting 100 or more cars around that is going to be a little it'll be something. But
then you're going to go down the highway.
We'll go down Highway 95 all the way down through Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, all the way into Needles. We'll be going over the bridge.
So if you put flags on your car, put them on tight. You got 50
miles,
50 mile an hour there. That you're cruising down the highway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I expect to see a lot of flags too.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. We'll even have some. So come on out, Gizzy. We'll even have Medi with Fairway Constructors. He picked up some markers to mark up. Put markings on windows and stuff for people. So,
oh, good.
So we have some stuff as far as that's concerned. Thank you, Medi, for that.
Yep.
And he was able to make the flyers for us and get it all out. So
good.
But we'll be heading down all the way into Needles.
Okay.
And up over the over the river in through Needles, we'll be making a round trip through the town.
Okay.
And I believe we're going to have escorts. At least that's what I'm understanding that we'll be having. I know Needles did it last year.
Oh, I'm sure they'll do it this year.
Yes, I believe they're going to do
Between
it
the sheriff's
year.
Office and the CHP there, yeah.
Yes, they're very, yes, yes.
So. And we were talking about uniforms, and the CHP has been wearing blue for quite a while now during the pandemic, basically, because it costs so much to have their other uniforms dry cleaned. And this is what I was told anyways, that they said, let's go to our blue khakis that our blue uniform instead of the khakis and the dress shirt because of the simple fact that in some of the communities dry cleaners closed with the pandemic. And so, they were saying, I can't get a clean uniform. And so I guess the blue ones, you can wash them and dry them at home. But I guess in the last couple of weeks, they've decided it's time now to go back to the formal uniform.
To the formal degree.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So, so you can get some help from the CHP and San Bernardino there. So
yes.
That'll be nice.
Yes.
Good deals. And then you're going to go all the way back to Barron's?
No. So we're going to go through
Needles.
We'll go through Needles, and then we'll go up, come back up the 95, and we'll end at Javelina's Coffee Shop.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll end at Anita's place, Javelina's.
Yep. Anita's the one who I texted at 6:30 this morning and said, who's in charge of Back to
Blue?
Yeah,
I know. Good old Anita.
And she said, oh, it happens to be Robert. You
Thank
need
you,
his number?
Anita.
Yeah, yeah. So you're here.
I love her.
Yeah,
I love her.
You can blame her for sending you
Oh,
over
yeah,
here.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell her she owes you lunch today. So just show up if people want to get involved.
Come out, show up. The more the better. We want to show law enforcement and firefighters how much we appreciate them. So come on out. We're going to be there at 8:00 in the morning.
Right.
Okay. So the caravan will actually start at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So we'll be there at 8:00 in the morning. Putting up our flags. you know, marking our windows, doing whatever we want to do.
Right.
We'll start the caravan at 9, and we should be done. It probably should be around an hour. We're hoping
right.
to get out, you
yeah.
know, get out before it gets too hot.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It'll only be 100 when you're doing it.
And so we'll be ending at Javelina's Coffee Shop. And,
okay.
And then I believe that she'll have some smoothies there.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
for those who participate.
All right.
So we're looking forward to that because I love her smoothies.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's good. Okay, so, and doesn't cost anything for anybody to get involved.
Doesn't cost a thing.
And Betty's got the markers
just
for the window.
If maybe you wanna... 2 hours of your time.
Yeah, all right. So show up at 8 o'clock and Betty will come along and loan you pins or whatever.
Absolutely,
Mark your windows up and say, we back the blue. And...
Yep. And we can help each other out. We'll put, you know, help each other out, put
yeah.
flags up and everything. We want this to be a really big thing.
Good.
I think last year they said they had just under 100 cars or somewhere around there, but we expect even more now.
Wow.
You know, especially with everything that's been going on.
Oh, yeah.
I love this community because they, you know, they really.
Have you got someone that's going to count cars?
Dad, I don't know. I don't think we
You're in charge.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Huh? But shame on me for not having a car count.
It should be Matt or Anita. Caller, did you have a question? Hello, caller. Hello. I guess they changed their mind. Okay. All right. So, yeah, you should have somebody out there.
Yeah.
One, two, three, yeah.
All right. Well, shame on me for not having that already.
Or go see Mr. Burgess over there and say, can somebody at Superior Tire count as we go by, you know?
There you go. There
maybe,
you go.
Maybe they can help you out, I'm sure. Kelly Burgess will help you.
There you go.
You know Kelly?
I've heard, I don't know if I know her personally. But
him.
Yeah. Him. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the guy who runs, you know. He inherited it all from his father, Rod Burgess.
Ah.
But at one point in time, he was telling me Rod still comes in and does inventory.
Uh-huh.
You know, and Rod's in his 80s now, but he still comes in and does inventory and has to be a part of it. But Kelly basically is the brains behind it right
okay.
now.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah, I haven't met
I'll
him.
Give you his cell number before you leave here.
Okay.
And you can say, Kelly, can you have somebody count when we drive by? You know, since you're putting all these vehicles right in front of, maybe you just go through.
Yes.
And that'd be funny if you could go through the back and then go right through Superior Tire and come out on the
oh,
highway.
Oh, there you go.
I'm sure Kelly would like that. Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he'd set up a bunch of tires so everybody could see the sample of the tires.
There you go. Why not use it to your advantage, right?
Exactly, exactly. So, Robert, you own Tri-State Equipment Rentals.
This is correct.
Yeah.
With another partner, mm-hmm. Own, but his name is Steve. So we own Tri-State Equipment.
Right.
And Tri-State Rentals and Tri-State Equipment.
Okay.
And we have the two locations, one here in Fort Mojave and then
Havasu.
Lake Havasu,
yeah.
Arizona. Yep.
And in Bullhead or Fort Mojave, you're right there, right on the highway.
We're right on the border, yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of right there where Bullhead meets Fort Mojave.
Yeah.
We're right there, but we're actually in Fort Mojave, but we're right on the line.
And so what kind of equipment would people find that you rent?
Oh, so we rent everything from small homeowner tools. You know, we rent a small jackhammers. We rent floor scrapers. We rent pressure washers. We rent small generators. You know, everything a small that you for the do-it-yourself homeowner,
yeah.
all the way up to a 3-yard or bigger wheel loader. You know, we
okay.
rent earth-moving equipment as well. We rent bobcats, backhoes. We rent
dump trucks,
yeah. water trucks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got all
yeah,
that.
We're a general rental yard, so we cater to not only the homeowner but to the big contractor as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and like a homeowner can't afford to have all that stuff sitting around their house. Even,
exactly.
Even if you're a fantastic do-it-yourself guy,
yes.
you still can't afford to have everything sitting around. You do need some help once in a while.
This is correct.
Yeah.
This is correct. Yep. Yep. So that's where we come in. You know, a guy doesn't want to buy a big sewer snake.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he only needs it once or twice in his
right. Yeah.
life, so that's where we come in.
He or post hole digger.
There you
yeah.
go. Post hole digger.
You
got to yep.
put in your mailbox. You only got to put that mailbox in one time usually. So. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So, what's your number in Bullhead City if people need to call and reserve? You know, something.
Our number in Bullhead City is area code 928
right
704-0101.
Okay, very
and
simple.
And you could call, you could talk to Kimmy. She's our rental coordinator up there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
She knows it. She knows it all.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yep. She knows everything that you have and how much it costs.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So like homeowners, like a guy who needs a snake, you know, like you were talking, he needs it for a few hours, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't rent for like a week or so. It just rents for by the hour or
we
by the
rent,
day.
It rents by the day.
Yeah, by the day.
It rents.
Yeah.
It rents by the day, okay. And they come in and pick up a snake and get it done themselves.
Your phone's ringing off the hook, huh?
Oh, yeah. I just, that's the story of my life. My phone starts going off at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, and it doesn't quit.
That's Matt. That's Matt calling you to say, I'm at work, are you? Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. But,
right.
But yeah, and it generally they could come in, pick up a snake or whatever they need, and they can come get their job done. I mean, we even got a little small irrigation trenchers and stuff
that.
So
you put a sprinkler system at home?
Yeah, a little sprinkler system, and generally they could come in and get it done, and it's usually a lot less expensive if they do it themselves than somebody out.
Yeah.
But,
All right, very good.
Yeah.
So, and what's the corner of your street there that goes down into that?
Gardner.
Gardner.
Corner of Gardner and Highway 95.
That's the one that goes down into that?
Yes.
The big storage place? And
yes, the storage place, and then you got Aquatic, which is right behind us.
And a couple other buildings in there.
Exactly.
That's where Arizona Comfort Solutions is in that building.
Yes.
And Trophy Guy.
Yep. So, that's where we're at.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, again, Back to Blue is this Saturday morning.
This Saturday.
8 o'clock at Barron's. Line up. And Meddy will bring everything if you want to write on your windows and whatnot. You can do that. Bring your own flags if you want to fly a flag. But remember, it's going to be going 50 miles an hour down the highway, so make sure that flag is secure. Don't put it up with toothpicks or something, you know. Secure it to your vehicle really well. And somebody should show up with a bunch of zip ties that day.
There you go. We'll help you out. You know, I got to secure my flag. I got a big old flag, too.
Oh, yeah?
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you probably have a big old truck, right?
Well, you know. Yeah, we got a couple big trucks.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yes.
I know
last
year in Bullhead when they did it, Mike Cusciani? Cusciano? I forget his last name. He ran for sheriff, but he brought a bunch of his vehicles up.
Yes.
And, they almost 304 vehicles they had in Bullhead last year. This year I was gone when they did it, so I don't know how many they had. But.
Yes.
All right, very good. If people have questions, who do they call, you or Matt?
They can call myself. They could call Matt. They could call anyone. They could call Meddy. They could call Anita, myself. You could call my office if you have any questions down there. Again, that was 928-704-0101. You can ask for myself as well. So if you have any questions, if not, just come on out. We want to see as many people as possible, 8 a.m.
Well, and if you can't come out, if you live on the route, come out and wave and support them when they drive by. Hold your little flag and wave at them.
Great. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
Very good. Do want to remind you, Paul Lavoie's up next after the top of the hour here, and he's going to have sound advice today with Brian Springberg. Stick around.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They continue to service Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here at the mall. It faces out to Casino Drive on the outside of the building. The Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 right across from Casa Serrano. Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock at Train Road. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek Road at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have a medical question, call 763-2273. That's 763-CARE, because they do. Claudia will answer the phone and transfer you to somebody who can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you think I'm paying too much for my insurance? Yeah, like every day. Well, you need to sit down with the professionals at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Bring your policies in. You don't know what they say, but they do. Let Greg, Stephanie, or David read your policy, look it over, and see what you're paying, what you're getting, and maybe they can fine-tune it, and maybe they can make it a little cheaper for you. Maybe they can bundle a couple things, you know. They can do life insurance, home insurance, auto insurance, commercial insurance, farm insurance, and ranch insurance. Yeah. So call Farm Bureau Financial Services and save some money. 763-8464. Make an appointment. Go in and see Stephanie, Greg, or David and see if you can save some money. Yeah. Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find daily chores can be difficult. The older they get and they can't move as well. Trust me, I'm 66, I know. Well, assisting those in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. Meal prep, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, personal care. Wings of an Angel services Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, and Mojave Valley. Then they go the other way to Golden Valley and Kingman. Everything but medical. They do all the things that are important for a senior. Call 404-2840. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Yeah, that can be expensive, you know. 800, 900 parts inside there that move around, and they need oil in them, and, you know. So get your transmission checked out. Oh, speaking of oil changes, they're free with a tune-up at ATCO. And ATCO reminds you, right now they can take care of your air conditioning, $19.99 plus free on, okay? So you better get in there, unless you like 120 with no AC in your car. Call 444-1244 or stop by on the top of the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby. We're also brought to you by TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Baron Services, and Pro Fit Kitchen. And speaking of Baron Services, that's where you're going to line up. And is Matt going to have it all open so people can, he's going to have coffee and donuts, right?
Yeah, there you go. Did you hear that, Matt?
Yeah, I'm sure Baron will have coffee and donuts on Saturday morning.
And he's going to be what?
Yeah, that's probably exactly what he's saying. You know, he's funny when he comes in here as a guest. He sits in the parking lot until like 10:03. He'll be on his phone doing stuff, you know, and then he walks in about 10:04 and we start at 10:06. You know? he waits right to the last minute to walk in here, you know.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Yep.
All right, so you line up at 8, but you can show up between 8 and 9. Starts at 9.
The caravan will start at 9. Yeah. But, yes, start coming out at 8, you know, 8
somewhere
on.
Somewhere between 8 and 9, yeah.
The longer, you know, give yourself some time to do it, you know.
Especially if you've got to fix it. If you fix it all up at home and you're ready to go, you can show up at 10 minutes to 9.
Yes.
But if you need help or you've got to, you know, write on the windows or put some balloons on your car or anything like that and show up and get some help. And,
absolutely. Yeah. That's a great – that's one of the things I love about this community because we all help each other out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, when you talk about that, I remember a couple of years ago when in Bullhead City we had a young autistic boy who went missing.
Yeah, I remember
all over Facebook, and people were pouring into City Hall saying, where can I go look? Where can I help? And so I started helping people get water and food. And I didn't get a no from anybody. I was calling Nick Caliano. I was calling Sean Hammond. I was calling the hospitals and running around picking up food and taking it in there, you know, into the city hall. And people help, and they donate, and they, you know, they get in line. So
that's why I love this town.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Me too. I've been here 42 years, so I must love it.
Oh, wow. There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How long have you been here?
Well, I've been coming here for almost 30 years because I've had family out here, but I've lived out here full time, so just over 3 years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when we took over the company, Steve and I took over the company 3 years ago. Well, July 1st will be 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
You guys bought it?
Yes. Yeah. It was a smaller company in Lake Havasu, and then...
you got one of the biggest corners in Fort Mojave.
We've at least doubled.
Yeah.
We've at least doubled in size. I mean, that's the community's really accepted us, and I'm forever grateful for that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And if you've got questions about the rally, the caravan, call Barron's 754-5499 or call Robert.
Call Robert at Tri-State. We'll answer your question.
704-0101.
We like those easy numbers.
Yeah, easy to remember. 704-0101. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we have Becky Fossen from the Kingman Chamber on to keep you up to date with everything that's going on in downtown Kingman. The Stick Derby is coming up, I believe. Brian Springberg is in next with Paul Lavoie at the top of the hour. They got news first and weather, and then Paul and Brian. We're going to talk all about sound advice, financial advice, and insurance, and all that good stuff. Stick around. They'll be here after the news. Everyone have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Lies were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.